Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time out, we are watching the first part of a two-part episode entitled Face to Face. And this time, I am joined by a guest, my own lovely little daughter, Megan.
Hi.
Oh, isn't she cute? How old are you?
I'm 9.
Oh? Have you ever watched this before?
No.
Are you excited?
Yes.
You ready to talk?
I guess.
Are you smiling?
Yes.
Yes, she is. Aww. Anyway, so we're going to get this episode started here in 3, 2, 1, go. Face to Face Part 1 was the 11th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on May 14th, 2007, written by Jackie Marchan and directed by Mike Smith. Do you like this song?
Yes.
What's your favorite Power Rangers theme? Which one is your favorite song?
Dino Fury.
Dino Fury? Ridiculous. It's a good one, yes. You're going to use Zord 24/7. You've got to take a break. Your pleas fall on deaf ears. I've been telling you that for the past 2 days. Sonic Streeter isn't just any Zord hack. You have the speed and agility of a shark, but with the most advanced weaponry I've ever developed. Great. Now they get you a sandwich. I'll get the sandwiches around here. Yeah, don't take his job away, Mac.
Exactly.
The red guy, his name's Mac. The Red Ranger.
Okay.
That's Spencer. He's the butler. He's like Alfred.
This is Power Rangers, not Batman.
True, but okay. But he's the Alfred for Power Rangers this year.
Okay.
Where's the guy with the sideburns? He's actually supposed to be Max dead. Can you tell?
I haven't told you the best part.
No.
You're going to be the pilot.
They look about the same age, don't they?
Are you kidding?
No.
No, they don't. Video games, very tan, though. Mr. Sandwich. Whoops.
And then he eats.
And they sandwich. Don't let him eat.
I make a delicious PB&J if I do say so myself.
You do.
No one let him eat. Ha!
I see.
Oh, that's Flurio. This guy's funny, though.
I'm bored.
He's Norg.
You want to come outside and make snow angels with me?
Go play in an avalanche on my own idea of fun.
Yeah.
Yes. Hello, dear brother.
That's his brother. Name escapes me at the moment.
It figures you failed again.
It's not over yet. I'll find that parchment if it's the last thing I do.
You couldn't find
Moltor, that's his name, Moltor.
I like his mustache.
Flurio? Mean? Or Moltor? A hot one. That one?
Yeah.
Yeah. It covers up his fake teeth.
Why is he wearing overalls?
You would too. Cold.
Because he's a dork?
Oh, he's a Norg. That's Dax. He's the blue one.
He's apparently.
That's Rose. She's the pink one.
Mm.
That's Ronnie. She's the yellow one. Will's the black one. The Black Ranger. That's the outfit color code given.
Sweet! Hey, can I come along? I've never been to jolly old England.
Sure.
Hey, why don't you take Mac along with you? He can tell you all about the Sonic Streaker.
Mm.
Great idea. Hey, Rose, check it out.
The great idea!
Can generate over 1,000
he's a chatterbox.
Yeah, usually not so much. It's weird.
Where is he? Get your hands off me! Ties on! The time has come for you to help me. What is it you want? Oh, this will be an easy assignment. Just retrieve a document for me. That's it? Yes, then our deal is through. Can you do it? Huh, very well, good. And just in case you need any help, I'm giving you some backup. Let's do this!
Ooh!
How were they made?
We don't ask these questions. This is Power Rangers.
Fascinating. But can you understand any of the symbols, Professor?
Uh-oh.
Oops.
I think he just ruined it, almost.
I don't think he ruined it. I think he just took it.
He crumbled it. Ooh. Shiny helmet. Parchment paper or what?
Yes, the paper. The thing they were trying to translate.
Great. Another one of Maltor's goons. Here's a message from him.
Chill.
That's gonna hurt. Oh, it didn't hurt.
I thought one of them would land in a dumpster.
Well, they're just gonna kick each other.
They have their own secret handshake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we dropped a bag. With some little rocks. Oh,
I wouldn't
that
do
would
that.
Be careful. That is some oh, there you go. I was gonna say, that's some heavy-duty parchment.
Ow.
Man, we lost them!
Matt! Are you okay?
Yeah.
Hey, what's that?
All I could get out of the parchment.
Hey,
what's this?
Oh, it's a little piece of whatever was in his little baggie. Looks like a Pokemon ball.
No, it doesn't. That one kind of does. What were you talking about?
Is it Rangers? I have a feeling that this document can lead us right to the second jewel of the Corona Aurora.
I'm sorry, bro.
That's their main goal for the season. There's like five jewels they have to get all year.
Thank you, Professor. You've been a great help. We'll take it from
cool.
here.
We're all very proud of you at the university, Rose. I think you're our only alumnus who's gone on to become a real-life superhero.
Maybe when this is all done, I can come back and teach a class on it.
Anything interesting from that broken crystal?
Nope. No jewel signature of any kind. It's just like the average piece of space quartz.
Why did that alien get so upset over it? Obviously meant a lot to him.
Yeah, out of all the monsters that have tried to pulverize us, he was definitely the most sensitive. Come on, Mac. It was just like any other cold-blooded lizard-faced freak.
Nah, there was something different about this one.
Well, if he works for Maltor, I don't need to see his resume. He's going down.
That one corner is probably very important.
The
See, told you.
They keep interfering.
We have to get it back from them. That's right. You better. Maldor, I want that parchment back intact. Do whatever it takes to draw the Rangers out. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
What's going on? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Look out, baddies. I'm ready to rock.
So, like for handiwork,
do you have to cause so much destruction?
That's the fun part.
At least wait until everyone's out of the area.
Oh, he is conscious. Look at that.
Why do they keep on falling?
They trip over things.
What?
They trip on things.
Oh.
Like that?
Yeah, but I would not want to be in her way. I would never want to make her mad.
No, definitely not. Well, that didn't last long. They got out of the city really fast, huh?
Very fast. Or there's just a forest between a city and then the other side of the city.
There it is, yeah. It's like Central Park in New York. Try morphin, Mac. Or not.
Yeah, try more. Come on, Mac. You know, fun. I don't think it's a good idea to be doing this right now. Because you just had a sandwich. Half of one, anyway.
I think this is the same waterfall that was used in Ninja Storm as the secret base.
What?
Ninja Ops.
Really?
Yeah. It's a hologram.
I said stay away from me.
They go through the waterfall into their base.
Listen, I'm not gonna hurt you. I don't think you wanna hurt me either. Who are you?
I am no one.
And when Moltor finds out I don't have the whole parchment, it won't matter anyway. I will be eliminated.
Meanwhile...
Why isn't she using the big cycle thing anymore?
Don't ask me.
Oh, here you go. Really? That worked on all of them?
How?
I don't know. But that stops them all. Good job, guys. Oh, that didn't last long.
No, it lasts long.
He goes, whoo! This happens a lot in this show. They shoot and it explodes behind them.
It's chill in the other place, but then it's not so chill over here.
Moltor will be pleased when I eliminate you.
Stop! Don't hurt them anymore.
Typhon, what are you doing here? Do you have the rest of the parchment?
No, and I won't get it for you.
What?
I won't get it. I can't be a part of this anymore. I've made a big mistake.
Uh-oh.
Moltor! This destruction has to stop. I don't care about our deal. I won't help you anymore.
I see. Well, here's what happens to traitors.
What? Ew, he's bleeding.
Do your worst.
They don't usually do that in Power Rangers.
Why does he have green blood? Is it like slime or something?
Well, he's an alien.
True that.
So the fun thing about that Moltor guy is he's designed to look like the old Power Rangers Megazord.
Really?
And the swords he uses look like the old Red Ranger sword.
It is? Ooh.
Okay, you kind of missed, Mac, but okay. Now he'll morph. That was cool.
Is he a ninja or is he a Power Ranger?
Take care of Titan!
Ooh! That's not how that should have worked, though.
Did you see that they did the same arm at the same time? I think it is. So?
There's only like 3 minutes left in the episode. It's probably over for now.
You'll trust me. I'd like to make amends for the harm I've done. Moltor must be stopped.
Really? You have to hold it up to see that it works? Oh, it's magic.
Alright. We better go. Yes.
They're nowhere in sight. When I find them, that traitor will pay. Oh, how he'll pay.
That's really close to where they just were.
I think he's gonna pay.
Really? What makes you say
oh,
that?
Oh, look, there's the blood. You can just follow the blood.
Wait, is this stuff alien blood?
Don't test it.
Could be even more dangerous now that it's injured.
Right. We've got to find Mac and get him away from it.
Can you read these symbols?
No. This language is unfamiliar to me.
Better get it back to base right away. Or not.
Oh, not. All right, Megan. What did you think of your first time? All right, Megan, for your first episode, did you enjoy it?
I really enjoyed it.
What was your favorite part?
The face of the Black Ranger when he found the alien blood when he asked the question.
Yeah, I don't think he was enjoying that, did he?
No.
You find Norg funny at all?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you. Thank you for joining me, Princess.
Uh-huh.
Next time, we'll be watching... Well, not we, because next time I'll be joined by my little boy. Little boy. By my boy, Grayson, to watch Face-to-Face Part 2. Until then, I hope you have a good one. Say bye to everybody, Megan.
Bye to everybody, Megan.
She's funny.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.